Welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Giordano from studywithandrea.com, and I'm so excited you joined me today. We are in the middle of our TOEFL series of podcasts where I tell you all about the TOEFL test, what it's like, what you need to do to prepare, everything you need to know to get your dream score on the TOEFL. Today, we are going to be asking the question, how do I choose the right English proficiency test? So there are so many to choose from between CEFR, TOEFL, TOEIC, IELTS, and so many more. And you're probably asking yourself, which one is the right one for me? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode of the podcast. If you want to follow along and read the transcript as I speak, you can go to studywithandrea.com and search for How Do I Choose the Right English Proficiency Test? Or you can just search proficiency test and it will come up. The other thing I want to mention before we get started is if you are looking for resources to study for the TOEFL test and get a great score, go to studywithandrea.com/TOEFL, where you can find the vocabulary pack that gives you hundreds of high-level words to score well on the TOEFL, IELTS, and other exams. Just go to studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. Well, today's lesson is all about helping you choose the English proficiency exam that best suits your needs. It can feel confusing to know what English test to take, which is why this episode provides a detailed overview of each of the most popular English proficiency exams. The proficiency tests we will talk about today are CEFR, Cambridge, GMAT, TOEFL, TOEIC, and IELTS. We will look at the evaluation and scoring systems of each one of these tests, along with who should take them. First, let's start with CEFR. The CEFR, or Common European Framework of Reference for Languages, is an international proficiency test that assesses language skills in all European Union languages, including the English language. CEFR belongs to the Council of Europe and evaluates skills applicable to any language. It is a test initially recognized in Europe and now worldwide. Cambridge Assessment English is also an important part of the development of CEFR. This test comes in 39 different language versions. Its online modality, BULATS, or Business Language Test Service, can be taken in the face-to-face version. Be sure to search for a center in your city that is authorized to proctor the test. The skills assessed in this test are speaking, listening, reading, and writing. A CEFR score is assigned on a 6-point scale, A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, and C2. Scale A refers to initial and basic levels. The B scale refers to a median level of understanding of the language. The C scale indicates language proficiency and is usually the level requested by institutions for students who wish to exchange. There are three categories for classifications ranging from A1 for beginners to C2 for advanced students. The classifications are as follows. Basic is scale A and includes pre-A1, A1, and A2. Independent is scale B, which includes B1, and B2. Proficient is scale C, which includes C1 and C2. Next, let's talk about Cambridge tests. There are many Cambridge tests to choose from. There are pre-A1 starters, A1 movers, A2 flyers, A2 key for schools, B1 preliminary for schools, B2 first for schools, A2 key, B1 preliminary, B2 first, C1 advanced, C2 proficiency, B1 business preliminary, B2 business vantage, and C1 business hire. The detailed scores for each of these Cambridge tests can be accessed through the links for each exam, which you can find on my website, studywithandrea.com. Just click on which link interests you most. Let me give you an overview of each of these tests. The basic or scale A tests include pre-A1 starters or YLE starters. It's a test aimed at children. It is the first of three Cambridge English qualifications designed for this age group. These tests cover familiar topics, focusing on skills needed to communicate well, introducing written and spoken English from day to day. Students take the test using 3 sheets of paper, and it lasts about 45 minutes. The next test, A1 Movers or YLE Movers, is the second of 3 Cambridge English qualifications. It follows the same content and application model as the previous test, with the difference being that students have about 1 hour to take the test. The A2 Flyers is the third of 3 Cambridge English qualifications. It has the same characteristics as the previous tests, except for the duration of the test, which is about 1 hour and 15 minutes long. A2 Key for Schools, or KET, is a classification that attests that a student knows how to use English to communicate in simple situations. It has the same characteristics as the previous tests, except that it can be applied by a means of paper and the computer. The duration of the test is also different, being about 2 hours for completion. Now let's talk about the independent or scale B tests. The B1 preliminary for schools, or PET, is a classification that attests that a student has a command of basic English and already has practical skills for daily use of the language. It is a test that can be taken both through paper and the computer. The duration is about 2 hours and 20 minutes, and the scale for the score of this test is 140 to 159. The B2 First for Schools, or FCE, is a classification that attests that a student has a mastery of language skills to communicate properly in an English-speaking environment. It's a test that's taken on 4 sheets, both through paper and the computer. The test duration is about 3 hours and 30 minutes. The scale score for this test is 160 to 179. Now let's talk about the proficient or scale C tests for Cambridge. C1 Advanced, or CAE, is a classification that attests that a student has advanced language skills desirable for employers and universities. It's a test that is taken either on paper or the computer. The test duration is about 4 hours, and the scale score for this test is 180 to 199. The C2 Proficiency, or CPE, is a classification that attests that a student has a high level of language skills, making him or her a competent English speaker. This test is taken on 4 sheets, both through paper and computer, and it lasts about 4 hours long. The scale of scores for this test is 200 to 230. The B1 Business Preliminary, or BEC Preliminary, is a business-oriented classification that attests to employers the candidate's competence aimed at a good knowledge of English in a practical way. The test is taken on 3 sheets, both through paper and the computer. It lasts about 2 hours and 20 minutes, and the scale score for this test is 140 to 159. The B2 Business Vantage test is a business-oriented classification that attests to employers that a candidate is able to perform in international business. This exam is also used as a means to get a new job or even be promoted. It's a test taken on 4 sheets, both through paper and the computer, and the duration is about 2 hours and 40 minutes. The scale score for this test is 160 to 179. The C1 Business Hire, or BEC Hire, is a business-oriented rating that attests to employers that the candidate has an advanced level of business English. It is a test applied on 4 sheets, both through paper and the computer. The duration of the test is about 3 hours, and the scale score for this test is 180 to 199. So that wraps up all of the Cambridge tests. Now let's move on to the GMAT. You might be asking yourself, why is the GMAT included on language proficiency tests? Well, the GMAT does not focus the assessment solely on English language proficiency. However, top English skills are essential in order to get a good score, and this is a very popular test. Due to your business readiness when taking the GMAT exam, you need to address a variety of skills and strengths in areas important to corporate recruiters. The GMAT, or Graduate Management Admission Test, is a proficiency exam used on a large scale for admissions to MBA and master's programs and has been applied for 60 years. Currently, the GMAT is taken in 650 test centers in 114 countries. Here are the following skills that are analyzed: analytic writing, or the ability to evaluate and think critically, communicating ideas in a certain way. You're also analyzed on integrated reasoning, or the ability to receive and work with information in several different formats and sources. You are also analyzed on quantitative, or the ability to analyze data and obtain logical conclusions using reasoning skills. And finally, verbal, or the ability to read and understand written texts, evaluate arguments, and correct materials that do not conform to standard English. English is a large part of the GMAT. Altogether, your total verbal and quantitative scores range from 200 to 800 points. Verbal and quantitative scores range from 0 to 60. Your analytical writing assessment score, or the AWA, is based on analysis of an argument. The score ranges from 0 to 6 in half-point intervals. The assessment is evaluated by electronic means, which looks at the structural and linguistic characteristics of the writing, including organization of ideas, syntactic variety, and analysis of topics. The audit may also be conducted by human assessors. The integrated reasoning score can range from 1 to 8 at single-digit intervals. Most questions focus on an answer that measures the analysis against complex data. And it is necessary to answer all answers to a question correctly to receive credit, so that partial answers are not credited. If you would like to see more details about how the GMAT is scored, go to my website, studywithandrea.com, and there you will see a table that breaks down every single part of the test, along with additional information about it. Next, let's talk about the TOEFL test. The TOEFL is an acronym that stands for Test of English as a Foreign Language, TOEFL. TOEFL is a registered trademark of Educational Testing Service, or ETS. Today, TOEFL is accepted by more than 11,000 universities in over 150 countries, including Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United States, the United Kingdom, and throughout Europe and Asia. The TOEFL certificate is issued by the Educational Testing Service, or ETS, an American nonprofit organization. The TOEFL is widely accepted in universities. Regarding the score for the TOEFL, there is no pass or fail. Each institution or agency defines its own scoring requirements, so be sure to talk to the college or university you are applying to so you can know what score you need to get on the test. For more details about the TOEFL test, be sure to check out an article I wrote, which includes the formatting of the test and what you need to score. This is also a previous podcast episode. Now let's talk about the TOEIC test, TOEIC, which stands for Test of English for International Communication, or TOEIC. Just like the TOEFL, it comes from ETS and is an English language proficiency assessment system widely used in the world, which focuses on assessment aimed at the workplace. So where the TOEFL and IELTS focus on academic English, the TOEIC exam focuses on English in the workplace, or business English. Due to leadership in the sector, and with more than 40 years of the application of this test, the TOEIC is seen as a standard to be followed to assess English language skills that focus on the workplace. More than 14,000 organizations in more than 160 countries use TOEIC to assess candidate proficiency. There are three TOEIC assessment models: the TOEIC listening and reading test, the TOEIC speaking and writing test, and the TOEIC bridge test. The TOEIC listening and reading test assesses listening and reading skills, assessed as necessary, as well as real-life situations aimed at adequate performance at work in the international environment in English. The TOEIC speaking and writing test aims to assess the ability to communicate in English, both in the written and spoken form in the workplace. To get the full breakdown of scores, go to my website, studywithandrea.com, and you will see more details about TOEIC scores. The TOEIC bridge test is designed to assess and measure English proficiency from beginners to intermediate students. In this test, listening and reading skills are measured using multiple choice questions. Now let's talk about the IELTS. IELTS stands for International English Language Testing System. And like the TOEFL, it is an international standardized English language proficiency test for non-native English speakers. IELTS was created in 1989 and is managed by the British Council, IELTS Australia, and Cambridge Assessment English. IELTS is accepted by a number of Australian, British, Canadian, Irish, and New Zealand academic institutions, in addition to more than 3,000 academic institutions in the United States and various professional organizations worldwide. Generally, the TOEFL is more accepted in the U.S., and the IELTS is more accepted abroad. IELTS has the advantage of being the only English language test approved by the British Visa and Immigration Department, or UK Visas and Immigration, as well as an alternative to the prerequisites required for immigration processes to Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. IELTS comes from the British Council and Cambridge English Language Assessment. The diploma is issued by Cambridge English Language Assessment, based at the University of Cambridge in England. For the IELTS score, there is no minimum score to pass or fail this test. Instead, a score of 0 to 9 is assigned to each of the test stages, which reflects different levels of English language proficiency. What happens is that the IELTS result, or Test Report Form, TRF, is issued to all participants, and the score is classified as follows. Track 1 means it is not a user of the language, ranging all the way up to Track 9, which is a specialized user of the language. In fact, it's up to each immigration institution or university to determine a necessary score. So be sure to check out what score that institution or immigration institution requires. Also, be sure to check out the article and podcast episode I recorded about the difference between the TOEFL and IELTS exams. I get into way more details about those two specific exams and who should take which one. So there you have it. Those are widely accepted as some of the top English proficiency exams in the world. Which one are you going to take? Let me know in the comments on this post, or you can email me at andrea@studywithandrea.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. Again, be sure to check out all the TOEFL test resources and other test preparation resources at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. That's studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. Until next time, happy learning.